Gillingham, a header and in! Across the line! And Gillingham done it!
Hello and welcome to the Jules Fancast. As you can hear, a different voice. Rhys is away on international duty this week.
Yeah.
He's been called up.
Flying the flag.
He's flying the flag.
Yeah, he's on a plane. Got his ticket.
he's got some work commitments that he's had to attend to. And it's just me and Josh this week.
Indeed.
Mulling over what has been... should I use the word interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting 48 hours within the football club.
And obviously Doncaster as well. It's the first one we've done since the...
is it really?
Since the season started.
I think so, yeah. There you go. It's been an interesting first two games.
Yeah.
And by the looks of Facebook, you would have thought that we were in Berry's situation.
By
the amount of overreaction there's been.
Well, Jules fans overreacting? Surely not.
Well,
surely.
We'll start with Doncaster.
Yeah, okay. Neither of us were there, were they?
But. Yeah, we didn't attend.
Good to see Jakubiak got them out, though.
Yeah. We didn't attend as such. We had, obviously, friends that did attend. We had friends that attended an iFollow or watched an iFollow, should I say, and it seems to me that for 45 minutes the game should have been outside.
Yeah, my granddad went, because obviously he had a 9-hour shift at work, so yeah. Unfortunately I didn't even see a score until about 11:30 o'clock that night, and I got home and he said like the first 45 minutes we were really, really good, and we should have maybe been a little bit more clinical.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously second half was all Doncasters, pretty much. Literally a game of two halves.
Yeah.
But we've said that so many times about being more clinical, and obviously we've lost a 20-goal striker. Like, I don't expect us to be going up every chance that we get. Last season I sort of did, and we still didn't last season. So, but a point on the first day, like, is not bad.
No, people have got to remember that Doncaster obviously got to the playoff semi-final last year.
Yeah.
They've lost, obviously, their main man in John Marquis.
They've lost most of that squad, actually.
I
think the side that started against us, I think maximum was two of the same players.
But they've got a good manager.
They have got a very good manager in Darren Moore. How's he in League One?
There you go. It says it all that people do look at Doncaster and do look at their management and go, yeah, like, he did really well at West Brom and got harshly sacked. Yeah.
If a Premier League team like Brighton would have taken a gamble on him, would that have surprised you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like no.
Well,
him being in League One is more.
That's what I mean.
Than...
Well, Brighton took a gamble on Graham Potter, who really Swansea were below average last year.
Yeah.
Obviously, Brighton obviously started very well yesterday, but that's a complete another subject. But yeah, Doncaster aren't mugs, and to go there and get a point on the opening day,
good result,
and for 45 minutes dominated game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
with a brand new side.
Yeah, people have got to remember this. Like, this side does need jail time.
Yeah,
because you think the players that started at Doncaster, who did we have last season? Hannon.
I read a stat that there was only two people. There was two people that started last year's game the opening game against Doncaster 2 years ago. There was only two people that started, and it was Burn and might have been Aymer.
It was Aymer, because
obviously Fuller weren't there.
No, Fuller then, weren't there.
Yeah, so it was only two that had started 2 years ago.
Well, you think like last season in terms of regular starters from this game would have been Byrne, Aymer, Hannon, and Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Four players, that's all you got.
And so obviously Hannon and Fuller arrived last summer.
Last season,
So Yeah, so
people have got to remember this is a brand new team. Yeah. Like, it's going to take time. And I know that obviously the way me and you banged on the Steve Evans drum, it was, I think people did expect it to be 3 points, 3 points, 3 points, 3 points.
Yeah.
But like Reece made a good point yesterday, look how we started another season. So we started really well last season, won our first two games.
Yeah.
And last season was below average.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not the start of the season that matters. Obviously it does matter, but like, look at Barnsley a few years ago when they got promoted from this league. They were in the bottom four at Christmas and got promoted via the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we're two games in. The overreaction from our fans isn't surprising, but it is pathetic.
We'll stay on Doncaster for a little bit, just because obviously the main topic of the podcast is going to be Saturday's game.
Yeah.
And I'm sure both me and you have got a lot of opinions about how we play Saturday.
Yeah.
The goal scorer from the opening day, Alex Jakubiak. I've seen the goal. It's a very good move by us.
It's excellent work from Hannon.
Yeah, it has.
It's an easy finish, but it's good to see him get off the mark considering his goals tally last season.
Mm-hmm.
He's already got 50% of his goals.
And what's interesting is that people could say that it's an easy finish for Jakubiak, but would you say that that's an instinctive finish because he knows where to be in that move?
Yeah, of course. Like, it's an easy finish when you're in that position.
Yeah.
But it's getting to that position and knowing to be in that position.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's so easy for us to go, oh, all he has to do is roll it into the back of the net. But, like I said, I'm just pleased he's got off the mark because when he did come in, like, you look at it, he is a striker scoring two goals in the League One side that we have bought players from this summer.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a little bit worrying considering the calibre of striker we were rumoured to be after. Jason Cummins, Dominic Samuel.
Yeah. Which, you never know, we still might get.
You never know. But for now, I doubt it.
Yeah.
So, I was pleased to see him get off the mark. And it was the same last season because Hannon and Josh Parker scored on the first day.
Yeah. And do you think, you've just mentioned obviously the record there, do you think him getting, whether that's a tap in or not, do you think that's now helped him confidence wise?
I hope so. It didn't look like it Saturday.
No.
I'll be honest. But I'd like to think so, surely.
Yeah.
It has to. He can only grow in confidence by scoring. That's what strikers thrive on.
Well, yeah, when that's true.
You think when Eves first come, before he scored a goal, he looked awful.
Yeah, it took him a while, didn't it?
And then he was. I remember when he first come here and he first started scoring goals, it would take him a goal to get going in the match.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He'd be awful for 60 minutes, score, and the last half an hour he'd be alive.
Yeah.
He'd be the best player on the pitch.
Yeah.
And then after a while, he got out of that stage and he just was the best player on the pitch for 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully same case, but we'll see.
Let's hope so. Have you seen the Doncaster goal?
I haven't actually, no.
Okay, so it's a bit of a through ball, a chip through ball through our midfield, and this, like, their forward just kind of swivels on it, and it's on the volley straight into the top corner.
Good goal.
It's decent to be fair, and it's one of those ones where you should have closed the first initial ball down, but the finish is exquisite.
Yeah.
But I still maintain that opening day point is a good one.
I think so.
And I think it might be one that we look back on and go, no, you know what, going to Doncaster on the opening day and getting that is a good result.
You look at how our fans reacted to the Burton Albion loss. Mm. Could you imagine if we'd have lost to Doncaster?
Well, yeah. We'll get on to Burton then, because this is going to be the main topic of tonight.
Yeah, I'm itching to speak about it, mate.
We were obviously both sitting next to each other.
Indeed,
we were. For when did that last happen?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let's dissect this in the best way possible without sounding too negative, because there has been too much negativity flying around the performance after Saturday.
Yeah.
And we'll get on to the negativity in a bit. we'll start with how we started.
Yeah.
The first 10-15 minutes, and obviously that includes Cisse's goal.
Indeed.
How do you think we started the first 10-15 minutes of the game?
I think we started very well, personally.
Yeah.
I thought we were fast. I thought from minute one we wanted to get forward. But after that 10 minutes, James, we were dreadful.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say we were good because Steve Evans is manager.
No.
We were bad. Yeah. We were very bad. And it was like watching the home performance last season, to be honest. But that won't continue. No. And negativity is, like I said earlier, childish, it's pathetic. Like,
yeah.
That will not continue. It won't wash with someone like Steve Evans.
You don't think you'll see those performances on a regular basis under Steve Evans?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. When have you ever seen a Steve Evans side perform like that in our league ever?
Yeah.
Won't happen.
Yeah.
Will not happen. And if results or performances do keep coming like that, it'll just walk.
Yeah.
Personally, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But
people could argue that's his squad, though.
That is his squad. But like I said, we need jail time.
Yeah.
It's been two games. And obviously the cup game tomorrow will give him a bit of squad depth use. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to use players like, I don't know, Oldacre, if he wants to use him.
I don't think he will tomorrow.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, Burn will start, for instance.
Yeah.
Might
see Charles Cook get back in.
Yeah, apparently he had a niggle, and that's why he didn't start Saturday.
Hopefully Matty Willock, if he's...
Because the three behind the striker, to me,
yeah,
yesterday was really weird. Because you had Marshall in the 10, who's a winger.
Mm-hmm.
Jakubiak was on the left, who's a striker.
Yeah.
And
Jolie.
And Jolie was on the right, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But, like, surely you put Marshall on the left and Jakubiak through the middle.
Yeah.
If you're going to all just play two up front.
Yeah.
I was confused by it, but like, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
I still think we need another winger.
Okay.
Personally. After that yesterday, I do think we need another winger.
So we obviously come flying out of the box. We got the goal through Cisse. The Burton keeper decided that he was going to scream at the referee after not realising it, and he actually fallen over his own player.
Yeah.
And not one of ours. So, to be honest, you can't foul your own player.
No.
And it be deemed a foul for you.
Well, the league's in this ref.
Well, you never know, do you?
These leagues, rather.
Yeah, you never know. But he was never going to get it. And that referee on Saturday, I actually thought had a very good game.
I said that to you, didn't I? I thought he had a good game.
Yeah,
and
he used a bit of common sense.
Yeah, there was one where a Burton Owen player got clips on the edge of our box in the second half, maybe. Was it second half? Might be first half. And obviously all our fans were up in arms saying it was dive, and it was a fantastic call.
Yeah.
Really good call. Which weren't very good. We just took our foot off the gas and we scored.
So after that 15 minutes, you said that the first 15, that we look quick, we look fast, we look powerful, we're going forward very well.
Yeah.
Without kind of just saying we were crap, we were rubbish, what do you actually think after that 15 minutes went wrong?
We were so slow.
Yeah.
So slow. And this is me picking on List a bit here. And I know he only played, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was problems like, when you've got List on, you want him to make a run and play him through.
Mm-hmm.
And when we passed the ball over to Barry Fuller, who was playing left back, List would drop deep. List would drop 20 yards deeper than what he needed to be to come and get the ball, and he wanted to run 50 yards with it.
Yeah.
Rather than making a run and getting played through. And we had too much of that yesterday. Too much of that. People dropping deep when they don't need to.
Yeah.
Marshall yesterday, I mean, I know he's not had a pre-season, but Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't his biggest fan, but if Josh Parker would have been in a performance like that, could you imagine the abuse he'd have got?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fair point.
Just did not stop losing the ball.
Yeah.
I was a little bit disappointed with the midfield, to be honest.
Yeah?
Anyone
in particular?
Not really, but like...
Just as, the general setup?
The setup, because I like O'Keefe and Cisse.
Okay.
But like, the transition from midfield to attack, I didn't see it.
Do you think we...
We played long ball.
As soon as Cisse went off, do you think we lost the dictating that midfield as such on the ball? Because
yeah.
I thought when he was on the pitch, we dictated it better when he was there.
Well, because the thing with Cisse is he's so calm on the ball, no matter how much time he's got.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like he was just honestly, kind of strolling.
Literally, he could have 1 second and he'd walk up to it.
Quality, yeah, the quality of it. You can, I just hope he doesn't become another Bingham.
Or a Linganzi or something.
Or that, yeah.
Like I said yesterday, when he came off, it looked like Linganzi.
Yeah.
Like, with a number 16 and stuff and his frame. I hope he's all right.
Well,
I haven't news on this, but I assume he's okay. But, yeah, apart from Cisse, really, midfield didn't really impress, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think about it.
I actually felt that he got the team wrong.
I'd agree with that.
I felt that it was harsh to drop Charles Cook.
He said in his post-match that he did a pick-up a niggle in training.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I just felt that if we were going to play that 4-2-3-1 from the start, Marshall shouldn't have been playing where he was playing. Jakubiak, you can tell by the runs that he makes and his movement, he's an out-and-out forward.
Yeah, he's not a winger.
And I felt that you could tell that after the first 15 minutes. Even when we were on top of the game, that I felt that his movement towards the ball was kind of back to goal.
Because he was another one, James, that because of where he was playing, he had to drop deep to get the ball.
Yeah.
He can't run with it.
No, but it was very...
Like, without criticising him, strikers can't run with the ball, typically, in this league.
No.
You will not find a striker that can run 20 yards with the ball. Get him in the box, give him a chance.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Personally, I think we need to play two up front.
What I am going to say is that if I personally think if Jakubiak and Hanlon are to play in the same side, you can't play the 4-2-3-1. No, you can't. You that's either play Jakubiak and Hanlon as a two, yeah,
they're too similar,
or you don't play them at all. And what I think we should have gone with, if we were to go with the 4-2-3-1, would have probably been. Probably been and Jody one side,
Marshall
the other, and potentially played List in behind.
Oh, really?
In behind Hanlon, because
okay, interesting.
Just because that I think List, I actually think List is better centrally.
I agree with that,
and I think that the way List can receive the ball and turn on it so quickly
when he wants to
that. He's almost got that footwork of having a Charles Cook in there or a Willock in there where they can receive the ball on the turn and drive at people.
I think this is a big season.
And that's what you need a number 10 to do.
I think this is a big season for Listy, personally.
Yeah, he needs to start making an impact.
Because he had that first season where we saw nothing of him, didn't score a goal.
Yeah.
And then we sort of had that last season where he was starting to, like, not break through because he's always been a senior player. But, like, he was showing us what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting a few goals.
He
needs to find
highlights here.
Yeah,
here
he needs
and
to
there,
find a bit of consistency now. Because he's so quick, James.
Yeah.
Like, he's ridiculously fast. And, like, to me, I think Evans looking at him going, you're an impact player.
He's got to start hurting teams.
Yeah.
And he's not doing it.
Like I said, if he stopped dropping deep and actually made a run so we could play him.
Fuller was getting really angry with him.
Can you blame him?
No.
Can you blame him? Because I can't.
No.
But for me, personally, going back to team selection, tactics, whatever you want to call it, we have to play two up front, mate.
Yeah.
We have to. Because...
Or if we don't...
It's difficult for me watching Hanlon up front on his own. Because he's trying to play a target man, which he isn't.
Yeah.
Hanlon has to play up front with Mandron.
Yeah.
Full stop.
And I kind of also go back to the thing that Evans kind of said in his post-match press conference, that he's still looking for, he's obviously still looking for two or three, I think it is. And until those two or three come in, his squad is not complete. And what my argument is with it is that if that squad isn't quite ready or there, don't go playing people at a position that it just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that what we should have gone with on Saturday, we should have just gone with a flat 4-4-2. We should have gone Marshall one side, List if we had to the other.
Yep.
And then gone to up front with O'Keefe and Cisse in the middle. And really, it's your first home game. You know the record that we've been under at home.
Yeah.
You need to make yourself hard to beat. And I felt we were very open and very exposed Saturday.
Yeah.
Because of certain people playing in certain positions. But look, who am I to argue with a man who's gone and won two or three promotions and gone on and been really successful? And like you said earlier, that I'm sure Evans will not stand for what happened on Saturday afternoon.
No, he won't.
That's
why, like, I see. Because I will admit, I did leave like a minute early. So I see on Twitter apparently that there was booze at full time.
There was.
Why?
Yeah, there was.
Two games in.
Yeah, there was.
Why?
I know.
What are you gaining by that?
Before we get onto that, we will speak about the negativity
okay.
around the football club. I do want to talk about these apparent new signings that Steve Evans is looking to bring in.
Yeah, okay.
My first question is, do you think it's going to happen?
What, the striker or anything?
Just in general, do you think we are...
going to see someone new?
Going to see a couple?
We have to. Have to. There's no doubt we have to see a few new signings. We need a wide player and a striker. We haven't replaced Eves. Simple.
Yeah, agree.
You can't lose a 20 to 25 goal scorer striker and replace him without spending a penny. Sorry, it's not possible. In any league.
Yeah.
Any league at all. Can't do it.
Agreed. So,
Eves is gone and we've been left with all due respect, Alex Jakubiak.
Yeah.
Who scored two goals last season.
This is a fresh out.
I know. Listen, I'm giving him a chance. I'm right behind him. Go and prove him wrong.
Yeah.
The same I was with Eves. But you've got to go and spend money, mate.
Yeah.
Have to go and get a... what's his name? The ginger fella that was at Bristol Rovers. Matty Taylor, is that him?
He's at Bristol City, but he was
at Rovers, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Go and get him.
Nick Voxer today.
Go and get him. Yeah, if he's Nick Voxer, we can afford him. Surely. But so I heard, we were relying on Blackburn to sell Dak with our sell-on clause. How can you rely on selling the player you don't own?
But I don't think that's true, because Evans has quite clearly said in press conferences...
If it is.
Like, yeah, he has said in press conferences that we have got the budget there. We have got it there. We've got it there to... He said that himself.
He's also said the same budget as last season. So...
It's just... Yeah. Do you think... not making these three signings would break our season in terms of
potentially
being successful?
Potentially, yeah. I believe so. It has to be... Thing is, we are running out of time now.
Yeah, agreed. What is it? We 3 weeks?
Something like that. Like,
yeah.
And we don't just make signings for the sake of signing's sake.
He said that though, isn't he?
Which is like...
Yeah.
Was Marshall that? Maybe.
I don't think so. I think when we see a fully fit firing Marshall.
In fairness to him, he hasn't had a praise.
I think we've got one hell of a player there.
I hope so. But we'll see.
He's 6 weeks behind everybody else.
Yeah, but then shouldn't be starting.
No, agreed.
So
agreed, yeah, he shouldn't be. If he's not fit.
Which he doesn't look it.
No.
If we're being honest.
No.
But then again,
the the scientist team and sports scientist teams at Jules, they have their sports data, don't they?
Fair enough. But set pieces doesn't make you not beat a first man from the corner.
I think it's quite good, though, that he can use both feet.
He can use both feet with corners. But then there was a point yesterday where he should have crossed it with his left and cut back on his right. And
yeah, which was quite interesting.
It's moments like that, but I can't tell which one's stronger. Because isn't he right-footed? But the left-footed corners were so much better than the right-footed ones.
Which is really weird. Which is interesting.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he's like when he is fully fit.
Huh?
I'm looking forward to seeing how he is when he is fully fit. Just because if he's on fire, people will drop this Jarvis thing. People at the moment are not dropping this Matt Jarvis.
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
It's clear Evans doesn't want him. So, we've touched on this before in the podcast, haven't we?
We have.
Listen, the child in me wants it to happen. But
yeah.
Full trust in Steve, so.
Looking at Saturday, would it be any worse?
No, wouldn't be. Wouldn't be. No, it wouldn't be any worse.
Yeah, I think after Saturday showing, certainly out wide, I don't think it could be. Honestly, don't think it could be any worse.
Do you think we need another wide player?
Yeah, we do.
How many?
We do. My problem is with Jarvis is that you strip back the sentimental thing and obviously the history with the club and stuff like that. If this was a player that wasn't anything to do with the football club, never had played for us before, and you look back at his injury record and we taken him on trial, the forums would be going absolutely crazy at Steve Evans, asking why we are having someone on trial that has played
so injury prone as well.
15 games in 3 and a bit years.
Yeah.
And that's how you've got to think of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But just because it's Matty Jarvis, you can't dress it up that it will be a good signing for us. If there can be a promise that we are going to get 30 games out of Jarvis.
I bite your hand off, mate.
I'd offer God a 2-year deal now.
Yeah.
But I can't see that's going to happen.
Unfortunately,
and
not.
And that's the problem.
Unfortunately, not. But then, what other three wide players are there?
Well, we don't know. There could be some out there. There could be some out there.
Depends how good Steve Evans is of a scout.
I'll tell you who I would really like, and I don't know where he is now.
Go on.
I think he might be at Crawley.
Right, okay.
I think he is at Crawley.
Go on.
Felipe Moraes. Who was at Bolton.
The last I heard, he was at Crawley. I've got him on LinkedIn, so I should know.
I think he's a superb player.
He's very good. He was very good for Bolton.
He's probably... I think he is at Crawley now. So...
Looking forward to Tuesday?
Yeah, I am.
What sort of side do you want
to see? I am looking forward to Tuesday. I'll get onto that in a minute.
All right, okay.
I will get onto Tuesday in a minute. Two positives from Saturday afternoon.
You want me to name some?
No.
Or are you going to tell me them?
I will say the two positives I thought, and then you can disagree or agree.
Okay.
Jack Bolham.
Yes, agreed.
I thought his organisation, I thought his kicking, I thought his shot stopping.
Penalty saving.
I thought his distribution. Told me why he was the fourth best goalkeeper in League One last year. And he's a significant improvement on Thomas Holy. People might not like that or might like that, couldn't care less, but he is.
Agreed.
He's a big improvement. Do you agree with that?
100%, mate. 100%. Yeah. He made 3 or 4 fantastic saves yesterday.
Yeah.
Not yesterday. Saturday.
Saturday.
I thought he was brilliant. Arguably could have done better with the first goal, but with the saves he made, I'm willing to let him off.
Yeah.
We should have been closing down the ball better than what we did.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think the second positive, Alfie Jones. I thought Alfie Jones looked a class above every single footballer on that pitch that afternoon. You could tell that that boy in the future will be playing top level championship, potentially premiership football. He is an exceptional talent. Because the way he takes the ball, his first touch for a centre half, he's forward thinking mind.
Tell you what, he's rapid for a centre back.
He's very quick. I don't think I saw him get beat 1-on-1. he's strong.
We said the get beat 1-on-1.
Yeah, again. But he's aerial presence. He's tall.
Yes. Very commanding.
He's good in the air.
You can see why he was captain for the under 23 side.
He reminds me, and Reese is going to hate this. Reese is going to absolutely hate this.
I know you're going to say, and I agree.
It reminds me of John Egan.
Yeah, agreed.
It reminds me of John Egan. And I actually think that he could probably be better than John Egan.
I don't know about that.
I think he could be. And he's got age on his side.
Yeah. John Egan's Premier League footballer now.
I think Alfie Jones could play there. I think Alfie Jones could play in the Premier League.
That's why he's with a Premier League team.
Captain of the under-23s.
Exactly that.
And Southampton fans have already said when he first joined us that they were shocked because they thought he would be breaking through the first team this season, and I can see why.
I do think this is his last season before he does make his push.
Yeah.
Personally. But obviously it depends how the rest of the campaign goes for him.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with the 2 points, 100%. Bonham, for me, was the best player on the pitch.
Yeah.
Outstanding from start to finish. But other than those two, mate, I'm struggling to think of something.
I know.
Handon was isolated.
I felt sorry for Brandon. I felt really sorry for Brandon. Mate, he did try awful lot.
Through no fault of his own, he can't play up front, is it?
No.
Not his fault.
No.
Not his fault at all.
No.
That's not the way he should be playing.
We'll leave Tuesday to last. So we will get on to an interesting point. The negativity that I've seen on social media in the past couple of days has been nothing short of pathetic. And
it's laughable, really.
Laughable. People are entitled to their opinions. No problem at all. But we've played two football matches. We've played 180 minutes of football in League One in the 2019-2020 Football League season. And people are acting like we've just been relegated to the National League. It is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And people can't sit here and tell me if Steve Lovell was in charge of this football club right now, that would be happening.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be.
Agreed, yeah.
It wasn't happening last year when he was in charge. It wasn't happening when AD was in charge.
Yeah.
Wasn't happening when the late Justin Underbrough was in charge. Wasn't happening. Because
people have got personal vendettas.
People can't accept the fact that Steve Evans is in charge of this football club just because something's gone wrong in 90 minutes. They seem to be aiming it at him, at Rayner, at the players. And the simple fact is that we are not going to be successful if the fan base can't get behind the management. Now, I'm not saying that people aren't allowed to get behind this management, because if they don't want to, fine.
But don't go.
But it's not even the fact that don't go.
But if you're
they're more than welcome to go.
But if you're not going to be negative, what's the point?
But yeah, if they are going to be negative, but if they don't like the management, support the team.
Yeah, of course.
Simple as that. I don't see...
We all done the same.
The players, they make mistakes. They're League One footballers.
We all done the same when Pennock was there. None of us liked Pennock.
Yeah.
All right, nice fella, but he's not a football manager for a reason.
I think... I'm going to go as far as saying managers like Steve Evans don't come to Gym and Football Club.
No, they don't.
With his pedigree...
50% win ratio, 51%.
I would safely say, with his pedigree and what he's done in the game... our level, we're lucky to have Steve Evans at our football club.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
Simple as that. Because he's gone and got Crawley promoted. He's gone and got Rotherham promoted. He left.
He was at Leeds. He was at Leeds
United. He was at Leeds, and Leeds loved him.
Yeah.
He left Peterborough in the playoffs. And people were saying, oh, yeah, he got sacked by Mansfield. No, he didn't.
Because he tried to come
in. He left Mansfield in third for a better job.
Yeah.
Now, anyone human would do that.
Of course they would, yeah.
Simple as that. I think the comments on Facebook are ridiculous. I think what's been said is, like you said, the perfect word is just laughable.
But it's a shame, because before the season, mate, everything seemed really like...
Well, yeah.
Everyone was like positive on social media.
Well, when we were signing two players a day, everyone was happy.
Yeah, of course. Despite the fact that whether they know them or not, people just like seeing signings, which fair enough, I get that.
Yeah.
But like, when we beat Charlton and stuff, everyone was like...
Yeah. Oh, what great football.
It's pre-season, like...
Yeah.
But everything was so positive. So positive, which is good. That's a good thing. And I'm not expecting people to come away from Saturday and be happy.
No, nor am I. It wasn't good enough.
Criticise the performance all you want, but do not write this team off.
Yeah. And people might sit here and say, oh, you just love Steve Evans. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I do love Steve Evans, but... I'm not going to dress up Saturday. It was nothing short of shocking.
Yeah,
it was terrible. He knows that.
Yeah.
And he's experienced enough to sort that out.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier in the podcast.
That won't wash.
That won't sit with him.
Yeah.
He won't handle that. As simple as that. He won't handle performances like that. And if players are going to play like that, he won't have him in the team.
Anyway, I'll put that with being negative now, I reckon.
Hmm?
I thought I was speaking about negativity.
No, I know, but I just think that if we're going to be successful this year, that has got to stop.
Yeah, 100% agreed.
That's got to stop. I don't think it will because of who's in charge, but
it's a shame.
The way that Evans and the team can sort that out is by putting on better performances on the pitch, and
which will come.
It will come. Let's go on to Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mickey Flynn.
He said to Newport fans, don't bother going.
Apparently so.
Because he's...
This is interesting.
He's going to play kid or something.
Yeah.
Which,
what did you think of that?
Be quite funny if we lose.
Well.
Be very funny if we lose. It's a good chance to get a big boy in the second round and get pre-school packed, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Are
you hoping Steve's going to take it seriously tomorrow night?
I think even if he isn't, we'd beat them. Because if they're playing the second string side, surely our second string side's going to be better than League 2 Newport County. I don't know that, obviously, but like, I'm hoping. Have you seen who's training with Newport?
No.
Wilfred Boney?
Okay.
Because I see it on Twitter earlier. There's a picture of him and Michael Flynn together.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is...
That's really weird.
Why?
Because he got released by Swansea, and I suppose it's in Wales, so it's just gone enough to travel. I suppose.
I wouldn't be beyond having him down here, but
yeah, definitely.
Fair enough.
That'd be some Eves replacement.
Like you said, that is it important that we get through tomorrow night to get a big side?
Yeah, I think so. Not just for big side, but obviously for confidence.
Okay. Yeah.
If we lose, I don't think it's the end of the world. But if we win, fantastic.
But,
confidence, get a chance of the big boys.
But the thing is, Josh, is that if we do lose, is the pressure going to start mounting because it's another game we haven't won?
I think at that point, if we lose tomorrow, I think it's then, when are we going to win?
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of pressure on
Bury
if it goes ahead, which it won't.
Yeah, it's not going
to... Spoiler, it's not going to.
They have had... Have you seen the breaking news now?
They've got nine. They've got to nine tomorrow, haven't they?
Have you seen the breaking news after that now?
No.
They've had someone come in to buy the club.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, they've had someone come in to buy the club this evening.
You must be mad.
Don't know. It just said on BBC Sport tonight that... Yeah.
We'll see if that goes through. I doubt it will.
Let's hope for their sake.
Yeah. Listen, I'd hate being there or Bolton situation.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Bolton fans must be so bloody proud of that team of kids that they've got.
Yeah.
Playing for the badge and stuff. Like,
what about the ticket sales selling? Oh, it's over 7,000 in 2 hours.
That is proper sport.
Yeah.
That's proper sport. But going back to us, and obviously tomorrow, I know Steve wants to win the game because he's a winner. He's got a winner's mentality.
What sort of side do you see coming out tomorrow?
Second string.
Okay, so what would you go with tomorrow night?
Personally, I'd start the youngster in goal.
Okay.
I think he's more than good enough to play.
All right, yeah.
So I'd start Walshy in goal. I'd go with Bradley at left back. Bradley Garmston. He needs some minutes.
Okay.
Plus, is it possible for Barry to play?
True. It's a good point.
I'd stick with Jonesy.
Yeah.
But I'd partner him with Conor Ogilvie.
Right, yeah.
I'd have Lee at right back, Lee Hodgson.
Yeah.
Then it starts to get a little bit tricky. Burner plays for me.
Okay.
Who else have we got in midfield?
Yeah.
We have got loads of midfielders. I just can't remember them all. I hope Charles Cook can play.
Yeah.
I hope Matty Willock plays.
Yeah.
But I think Matty will be ready for Saturday rather than tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
In which case, I'd play Cissé.
If he's fit.
If he's fit, which...
If not, okay.
No news is good news.
Well, true. So, true.
And then I'd start Marshall because I think this is his pre-season. He needs to play as much as possible.
Yeah, that's a fair shout.
I'd start Mandron up front.
Okay.
Dave, I think, just because he needs to score for confidence.
Jola, yeah.
I need to start calling him Dave, don't I? But yeah, that's my team.
Okay.
I don't know about yours.
It's
sort of rotated, isn't it? Like, but strong enough to win.
Yeah, I would. What was that 4-4-2 you go with?
It was the 4-2-3-1 that Evans likes to play.
Oh, okay.
I started blurting people anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I would go with the same back four. I would probably back the idea of Walsh in goal. I would probably go with. I'd go a flat four. I would go with Marshall one side, List the other, because I feel that List these are the sort of games List has to kind of impress in. I would go with O'Keefe and Byrne in the middle, and I would go with and Jolie and Mandron, I think.
I think Mandron has to play.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I do hope we win. Yeah, because I was speaking to Owen on Saturday, because we got the show back together. And at first I was like, oh, I'm not even bothered if we win. Like, I don't care.
Mm.
And now I'm just like, I really want to win.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get the chance of an Arsenal. Well, isn't it second round any teams but European teams?
I think it's that.
A trip up to Hull to see Tom would be nice.
True.
Apparently he was fantastic.
I've heard.
Saturday.
I've heard so.
Heard. Which is good.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Not much for us, but good for him. Yeah, but and you get a chance of, I don't know, a West Ham or an Everton, you know. So it'd be good for everyone involved to have one of the big boys down again. We haven't really had that since we played Spurs under Justin.
No, obviously we had Cardiff in the FA Cup last year.
Yeah.
But like you say, yeah, in this competition and such, since Justin, yeah, we haven't, it would be quite nice to have that opportunity again. But I think that's it for this evening.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have an opportunity to cover the Bury game at some point over the... over the weekend. I don't think it's going to be possible. But hopefully Bury sort themselves out to a point where we can play them. And more for their case, really, that they get some sort of closure in a difficult time for them. But I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for listening always. And lastly, up the Jills.